I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for murders that defy explanation, mystery seeking exploration, and shocking secrets that will leave you breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't see Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. We're going to get to overreaction or reality in just a minute. But since we went so far down the path of lessons to learn from the MLB strike, I had a couple of quick other baseball notes for you. The Orioles are trashing MLB technology after Pete Alonso hit a supposed home run last night that was eventually ruled foul. It happened when it was 3-3 in the top of the eighth against the Yankees, who went on to win that game 5-3. And Pete Alonso said after the fact, "I think it's a simple fix, like football. Yeah, the pylon cam with the plane where it shoots right across the goal line. And I feel like for us, we could easily have a laser or a camera that shoots straight up. And so you can just go up for infinity and be like, foul or not foul." I kind of get it.
Not a bad idea. Or have a laser that shoots straight down.
Okay. Is that not what the lines are for?
From heaven.
Oh, my goodness.
Who's hitting the ball to heaven, Kevin?
There was a time when I would have thought McGuire or Giancarlo Stanton.
Mm. Stanton, interesting. McGuire, why? Because of...
He's creatine. The cream in the clear was Bonds,
was it
right?
Androstack or
oh,
something?
Oh, yeah. I think that's
Wild.
Right.
Yeah.
And then there is a new statistic that has been developed to determine MLB's most valuable first baseman defensively, and they say it in the weird way of most valuable first base receivers. So the most valuable first base receiver is Alec Burleson with the Cardinals, followed by Freddie Freeman, Nick Kurtz, but in a tie for fourth, Jake Berger,
dude,
from
the
Texas Rangers,
he can pick it over there,
is the fourth most valuable first base receiver.
We've had it is weird. Because I've never heard that term before.
Right.
But, so this is specifically when receiving a throw from somebody.
Yeah.
So not whenever the ball's up in the air, foul ball to him.
Correct. Because
then they'd be like, well, Berger's definitely not it. Or if it's a grounder hit happen.
Right, right.
But if it's thrown across the field at him, he can do it.
Yes.
All right, I like it.
All right. Now, for overreaction or reality, we start with this. Overreaction or reality, Donovan Ezeraku will prevent himself from having a breakout season. You see this in every story about one breakout player for every NFL team. It is almost always Ezeraku for the Cowboys. We've already had multiple fights in training camp, multiple talkings to however you want to put it. So overreaction reality, Donovan Ezeraku will prevent himself from having a breakout season.
I think it's overreaction, but... Good. Keep an eye on it. And here's what I want to know. Do you think the psychology of this is working against him right now?
What do you mean?
The Von Miller conversation probably lingered on for a long time before Von Miller got here.
Okay.
The whispers were probably happening.
Sure.
Max Crosby was already happening. Do you think he let the pressure get to him?
I'm going to say no. I understand where you're coming from, but I say no. I think it's just like natural aggressiveness that comes with the position.
I mean, when we talked to him, I still remember the look on his face when I was like, look, 3-4, 4-3, what works best for you? And he wanted to reach across and punch me.
Yeah.
Like, I do everything. I was like, dang. I think he got offended when I was like, hey, you grew. You know, early in the season, you weren't great at stopping the run, but you got better. And he was like, damn you. You know, I think he was mad about it. So maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. He did have some form of, he just has that natural aggression, and maybe he's getting it all out now. He's like, look, man, camp's the time to do this. Camp's the time to be this kind of guy.
And that's fair.
And stand out a little bit. And coaches, Mickey said it, maybe coaches don't want you to stand out in a way that you look like you're weak. They want you to stand out in a way where you look like you're tough and strong.
Right.
So maybe that's good for him. But I think it's an overreaction right now. I don't think you're going to have these same things during the season.
All right, Alec, we go to you. Overreaction or reality, Donovan Ezeraku will prevent himself from having a breakout season.
Overreaction, I don't think he's going to prevent himself, but I do think that this could be a problem. I still think that he's going to be what we expect. I think he's in a better system that's going to help benefit his play and his numbers. And I think he's going to be in the best spot to perform, but I do not think this issue is simply going to go away. I think you could see another situation like last year. Was it literally the final game of the season he got ejected?
Yeah.
So I think you could see something like that where it's like at the end of the year, at the end of a game, a temper flares up and he gets tossed. I think this could be an issue, but I don't think he's going to get in his own way necessarily.
NFL overreaction or reality? You got to do a little projection here. Tua will be the first starting quarterback bench this season. Now, if you don't think he's going to end up being the starter, then I would assume the answer is overreaction.
When is Penix supposed to be healthy enough to...
Six months ago. No, I'm just kidding. It feels like, I mean, remember, he told us that the doctor said, you have had the greatest, I don't know, ACL recovery in the history of medical science, and you'll never have a problem again. But he's not getting the time that Tua is, and it feels like Tua is a lock to be the week one starter at this point. But you also have Kirk Cousins, Geno.
Well, see, and Kirk Cousins, I think is, I don't think he's good, but I think he's.
I like the way that was structured.
Good enough.
Okay.
To get 8 games.
Okay.
But that also depends on, again, I think that Kubiak's going to do a phenomenal job calling that offense. So can their defense make the stops? That, I think Tua is the one.
Okay.
Yeah, I think Tua is the one. The other one is Jacoby Brissett.
Jacoby Brissett is fourth on the list. It goes Tua, Geno, Cousins, Brissett. Deshaun Watson's fifth on the list.
They would bench Geno because he's winning too much. And
yeah.
They don't care about
like,
this
hey,
season.
Jerks, do you know how much we like Dante Moore?
Yeah, they're like, we're after something else right now. What are you doing, Geno, coming back here and trying to show you can play again? Reginald Atatula say you could do it again this year.
Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from Puck examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, man. They put Klubnik in there? Klubnik? The rookie?
What about Kyler Murray?
Okay. Kyler Murray is...
I got eyebrows from Alec over there.
Sixth on the list.
He's intrigued.
Followed by Malik Willis. So those are your... Top
Why would you
seven.
Ever cut Malik Willis, dude?
Or no, bench cut.
Him? Why would you bench?
Bench him?
Doesn't make any sense.
He might have the Geno Smith syndrome where he wins too
dude,
much.
Dude, his receiver coach the other day just said, we block. That's what we're going to be doing. We're not throwing
no
the ball.
No block, no rock.
Yeah, and he's like, yeah, that's letting you know.
That is what he actually said.
Look, if you want the football, you have to block is what yeah. he's saying. But he's really saying... We're never getting to a down where you're going to be able to catch the ball.
I think the Dolphins should give us at least a conditional fifth for Mingo. Overreaction or reality to you, Alec. Tua will be the first starting quarterback bench this season.
Reality. Dude sucks at football. He's not very good.
What do you think about Penix then? Injuries aside.
Michael Penix.
Okay.
I
don't know why that's on a hotkey.
I really do like Michael Penix, as you refer
nope.
to him.
That's what you said.
So I actually did see, I think it was yesterday, or it might have even been this morning, in the Falcons joint practice, I think with the Colts, I want to say it is. Yeah, it is. And Daniel Jones threw a 50-yard touchdown pass to Josh Downs. Cool. Immediately on the next play for the Falcons, Tua throws a pick six. So it hasn't looked good in camp. It
right.
really hasn't. And I think that they're looking for any reason to believe that Penix is healthy right now because I do think Michael Penix is a good quarterback in this league. He just needs to stand upright.
McDaniel smoke and mirrored Tua into believing he was good. For a little bit.
Man, yeah. He's smoking mirror the organization, too, when they gave him that contract.
I'm interested about Shador, though. There's nobody that I love behind him, but how long of a leash do they give him? you know, what's the pressure from Monken? You know, I just don't know what it is with Shador and whoever that court starting. Where is the Cleveland quarterback on the list?
Deshaun is in the top five.
Interesting.
Because the option of Shador is there.
Right.
And one of their other 8,000 quarterbacks. All right. I'm intrigued on your answer on this next one. Overreaction or reality? The NFL should actually use the precautions they do with Jackson Dart on far more players. So the Giants quarterback is puzzled at how often he gets concussion checks. But the argument here would be that should be the norm, not the exception. So overreaction or reality? The NFL should actually use the precautions they do with Jackson Dart on way more players.
They don't?
I don't think so.
The statistics, like, don't. I feel like, dude, anytime you see a guy awkwardly get hit, he goes to the tent.
Yeah.
And I feel like Jackson Dart's just being a crybaby about it and saying, why am I being picked out here? Because his coach stepped in there once and he shouldn't have been stepping in there. I understand he's in an important position too. Also, dude, you get leveled all the time. Like, that's, you're the one that's putting yourself in the position to get knocked out like that.
Right.
I think they do a pretty good job of it in general, Kevin.
Okay.
I also think the players do a really good job of going and picking their teammate up before he has a chance to look like he's stumbling all over the place.
And that's why I do kind of wish they would pay attention like a little bit more.
It's tough. Yeah, I get it.
But we go to you, Alec. That feels like, I'm not kidding. That feels like when you look at the money that the NFL makes, that should be a dedicated job per game. Like, you should have one dedicated, I'm not kidding about that, watching for this specific thing. So, Alec, we go to you. Overreaction or reality, the NFL should actually use the precautions they do with Jackson Dart on far more players.
I'm going to go overreaction.
Okay.
I'm not against player safety. I'm kind of with Corey where I'm like, you're a meathead, dude. Stop putting yourself in those positions to get leveled. So, because you look at guys like Lamar Jackson who run a lot. They know how to avoid contact, how to get down at the right time. I mean, there's even guys that you don't think of as good runners or great runners that still know the basics of when to get down, when to go to the sideline. Like somebody that I think of, Jordan Love with the Packers. Like, he's another guy that I feel like he, for the most part, knows. Like, I have the ability to run, but I'm also not going to sacrifice missing the rest of the game or even a drive for this.
And RG3 was one of those guys that like, he was like, man, I need to stop running and getting that extra yard. I need to go out of bounds. But guess what? He just couldn't keep himself from doing it.
Yeah, because the appeal of that extra 3 yards or whatever it is always there. Now, we've talked about this a little bit before, but I saw some people when we were talking about roster spots earlier. So I want to throw this out to you while we're bringing it up again. Overreaction or reality? Malik Davis is your RB2, full stop.
Yes.
Easy?
No, he's a defensive end who might get ejected for most games.
Not Ezeraku, but well played.
I don't think that Malik Davis has as high of a ceiling.
Agreed.
I think he has a high ceiling and a low floor. I don't know what the floor or ceiling is for Blue. So that's the only reason that I'm giving him more time. I think that Blue, I feel like I kind of know what I have in Mafah. I feel like I'm there. I understand it. But when it comes to what Blue got to run behind the other day, it wasn't much.
Yeah.
It wasn't perfect. It wasn't great. And maybe it doesn't need to be perfect all the time. It can't be. But I think that right now Malik Davis knows exactly what to do in those situations. Can I find maybe a better running back than Malik Davis? Probably. But right now, I'm going to continue to give Blue the opportunities, knowing that I know what I got in this guy.
Okay.
It's kind of like what happened with us, Kevin. Everybody knew that they had the KNC masterpiece on the weekends, but they were like, "But we'll still give these other things some opportunities." And then what ended up happening?
So, Alec, we go to you. A question we have discussed in the past. People continue to bring it up. I'll make it simple. Overreaction or reality? Malik Davis is RB2.
Reality. I wanted to be Phil Mafah. I do.
Ooh. okay.
I flipped on the preseason game the other day to listen to what Isaiah Stanback had to say on the TV side of things.
He's great to listen to.
He's awesome. And he was borderline salivating over Phil Moffa and the idea of what he could be. I always forget. He's 6'1", 230 pounds.
Yeah, he's a big dude.
He is massive. And I like the idea of having a Latavius Murray-style running back, too.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.